My name is Carolyn Griffin. I was born in Essex County, Newark, New Jersey. And I came here to Valdosta when I was about 8 months old. So I've been here ever since. And my date of birth is March the 5th, 1961.
My name is Emery Griffin, and I was born in Niles County. And my birthday is 3/7/38.
Can you tell me about some of your earliest memories of River Hill Baptist Church?
Some of my early memories that I remember as a child, just running around, I thoroughly enjoyed the times that we just had our family gatherings, you know, just family coming together, especially like our, you know, like some of the activities that we did, such as our church anniversaries or those moments where we had, you know, fellowship on the grounds, and just how we all come together, work together. You know, it was just a loving moment, you know, for me as a child. Of course, as a child, we were running around having a blast. And but everybody else just seemed to be very, you know, happy. And, you know, they was enjoying themselves. And that's what I enjoyed, the connection.
I don't know where to start.
You got further. You can go back further than I can.
I enjoyed going to school. We had in that little red schoolhouse you were talking about. I enjoyed going there, and I had a wonderful teacher. She whipped me one time just for being late. We were playing jumping off the road down in the, I guess the ditch you can say. So it was up that high. Somebody had set the bridge on fire, so they had to close it. And got to school, and I enjoyed that. The time I was here, I didn't go to one grade. But other times I enjoyed just coming to church. And we have big meetings, and we ate out of the back of a trunk of a car, and we ate out of boxes. I call them little banks, you know, where you put bricks up there and put some boards across there. Where they set boxes out. And you just go by everybody's box and pick out what you want and get it and keep moving. And then when they moved to school, then we had dinner in the school. And I guess you can say I enjoy that. And the choir anniversary, and the usher anniversary we had here.
That was similar to what I was talking about too. You know, for us, I mean, I remember, because my grandmother, you know, they would always cook meals, right? That's one thing that we would get up early in the morning and just cook all of this big meal, okay? Full course meal. And she would always, we would put them in that little box, you know, we pack it up, put it in the trunk of our car, and we come here and on those big meetings, like my mom just mentioned, when we get ready to eat. Today they call it eating on the grounds or something like that. But back then, it was so enjoyable because everybody had their own little spot. And everybody served out of their own little trunk of the car or on the bench. And everyone would actually go to different ones and pick out the food that they want until they actually had a full plate. And everybody is just, it was just joyful. You know, everybody was happy to go here, go there. It wasn't a certain pick. You know, it's just that we would just go to those places. And sometimes you just go to the kids. They're running around and they just give them a little something. You see kids running around with a chicken leg in their hand or whatever the case may be. You know, it was just a really fun time. And the fellowship was just awesome for me as a child. You know, as I look and as I grow up, it became a part of me. And you just become a part of it, you know. And so that's one of the things I thoroughly enjoyed, just with those fellowship moments. Loved it.
Did you guys start at the old location or the new location?
My mom started at, I would say she started at the older location when it was the school, when it was down here on the edge. I came in after they had done moved it, because I think I was about, in my 20s when I actually moved here to this church. And so I've been here ever since my 20s.
So the schoolhouse, it was located at the old location?
Yes, they actually moved the schoolhouse up to here as well. Okay. Now, I remember the schoolhouse because, like my mom mentioned, eventually they used to do it on the ground. But when they moved the schoolhouse up here, they start having the meeting, you know, the food and everything. We would take it inside the schoolhouse. So I do remember the schoolhouse, although it wasn't operating as a school at that time. But I do remember when they moved it up here. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was just a wooden building. And we would go inside, and they would each person would have their little special space, and you know, they put out their foods, and we all go in and, you know, grab a plate and just enjoy one another.
Wow. Mrs. You mentioned that you went to the schoolhouse. It was for primary school?
It was an elementary school. Mm-hmm. It went from the first grade to the fifth grade, I think. Fifth grade.
Wow.
I'm not mistaken. It went fifth grade off when I went. I only went 1 year. And then I was staying with my grandmama and then. And when I went back home staying with my mom and dad, I went to start school up there in Barracks. And I went there when I was in the second grade, third grade. Won't have been so long, so I probably don't forgot, but somewhere in my third grade, I think it was second.
Wow. Where did you go to school?
I actually went to school, elementary. It was at Will Miller. That was in Hayhira, Georgia. I went there from my first to my third year. And then they transitioned to Pine Grove. I went there from my fourth through my sixth year. And then I went transitioned to Hayhira Middle School from seventh to ninth. And then I went to Lowndes High School from my 10th through my 12th year. So those are the schools that I went to. They was all county schools.
Did you enjoy going to school?
Yeah, I did. That was a time away from the house. We didn't have to worry about doing all of those chores. But yeah, I did enjoy myself going to school. I enjoy it because, you know, you have friends. And so that's that opportunity for you to see your friends and hang out. And you can't see your friends and study. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I can't see anything that I did not like about it. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. So we mentioned before the older church eventually moved in 67. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the older church? Like the amenities that were offered, what it looked like?
The only thing I remember is this church as it is today, you know. Yeah, because everything that I see right now is what I saw when I was coming, you know. They may have put up the new one Lord, one faith, one baptism, you know. They may have done the little tweaks from time, but for as the way it's made to me, that's how I remember it. I don't even remember it being when they brought it here. I honestly cannot remember that part of my past. I think my mind have actually deleted that part. but yeah, I do remember. I remember what I see now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You remember anything different than what?
Yeah, the old church. I remember the old church. And it didn't have no bathroom. It didn't have no air conditioning. It only had windows and fans. If you don't have no fans, the church didn't pass you out there, you just sit there and sweat. Especially in the summertime.
What about the floors? Did we have carpet on the floor?
We had nothing on the floor. That's a straight wooden floor. That all this carpet and these seats and all, it put it in after we moved down here. Mm-hmm. But when it was down there in the hall, it was nothing, just a plain white church. I think it was still white. Well, beige looking, because I think the white had done got kind of old with the sunshine on them turned the color. But that was about it. It didn't have, like I said, we had no air conditioning, no carpet, just some benches, and that's about it.
Do you remember the actual
move? I'm trying to think, did we have a piano? I can't remember. We might have had a piano, but I can't remember. And that's about it.
Do you remember the actual move, the moving the whole building to this location?
Yeah, I can remember a little bit about it moving, but not a whole lot, because I didn't see none of it.
Yeah.
All I know, they moved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was probably in school when they were doing it. I don't think really nobody, you know, let me and just remember. I don't think anybody seen them move it. But maybe some of the older deacons that was here, they probably was around.
Wow.
They see it when they moved, because they all had something to do with you, making decisions and stuff like that. But I think most of the members, well, I don't think none of them really know exactly when they moved, but they know they moved it. I take that back. They probably know about it. I don't think none of them seen it where they moved. I don't think.
Okay. Do you remember when I-75 was being built?
What's that? Do
you remember when I-75 was being built? The highway?
No. I think I about forgot.
Oh, that's fine.
That's all I know. When they moved, the way we had to go to the house, to my grandfather's house, we went down this, what's the name of that road?
Maltech Road.
North Valdosta Road.
North Valdosta.
I think I got it right. I'm trying to see. When they built this road, we had to go north of the Lost Road and to go. Well, it wasn't paved and all that, but not just a regular road. And then we went down to all the way down to, I don't know where we turned off to go to Valdosta.
There's a lot of roads.
Yeah.
I don't even know the names of most of them.
I can't help you out. I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know exactly where we got off and off of Valdosta Road, but that's where that road takes. They hadn't widened it out, and it was just a straight rolling back.
Wow.
And I can't remember exactly the way we got off it, but that's the way we had to go, because they cut out, when they put 75, they cut out the road going back to my grandfather's house.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Was Highway 133, the one right out here, still there?
Which one?
The one where near like Quick Trip and the rug company is that you turn to get onto James Road?
That's St. Augustine?
Yes. St. Augustine. Road. Was that still there?
Was St. Augustine still there when you was?
I don't know. Let me play St. Augustine.
The one that goes right over the over 75.
Mm-hmm. One right up here. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So it wasn't there? That they hadn't even built that?
I don't even think they had that school there when they pulled 75. I don't think it did. I'm not quite sure, but I don't think they had that.
Okay. That's interesting. How build roads are built and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I do remember when that, I kind of vaguely remember the church being there because I was a little. And I remember us coming off of St. Augustine.
Okay.
I don't know if it was called St. Augustine at that time. But I do remember because we had to turn. When we made that turn, the church was right there to our left. So I'm quite sure there was a road there.
Right.
For us to be able to travel.
Okay.
But I just don't know which one came first.
I don't know.
Because that's what she had asked, was St. Augustine was there before they put 75. They had to be. 75, well, evidently 75 had to be there first because they made an overpass over it.
I don't know. Well, that was kind of an extra stuff. I'm sorry. It shows that the new location, this location, was signed over by J.D. McKee. Do you guys remember anything about the McKees?
I don't. Do you know anything about the McKees when they signed over?
No.
Yeah. That's right. I guess that probably was something that was being taken place just within the members who was actually handling it. And most of the time back then, we had like our deacon boards. They pretty much kind of handled those kind of affairs, the business part of it, at least I would assume, because back then that's pretty much how they did things. Y'all know, they kind of kept us in the background.
Most all that was handled by the deacons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't think we were just there for the celebration.
I can't remember them bringing it to the church, which they kind of did after I was small.
Is it okay if I ask you about a couple of names, if you remember any stories about them that could be related to the founders or to recent members?
Yeah, I guess you can ask and see if
something,
it'll probably be more on her end than it is on mine, but I might can remember some of the things. I don't know. Try it. Let's go for it. She's going to give you some names, and you can... if you know anything about them, or if you can tell something about them, what you can share.
I know a lot of history has been passed on orally. So do you guys know anything more about Amy Wilson and Pete Wilson?
Pete Wilson and what was the other name?
Amy Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Mama, I do remember... Yeah. Mother Amy.
But it might be different one now.
Oh, we got two Amy Wilsons?
I don't even know Amy Wilson at all.
Oh, well, what was the other Amy we were talking about?
That was Sister William's mama named Amy.
All right, well, maybe I don't know Amy Wilson.
Maybe it was, Amy Adams?
Amy Adams?
William.
That's her mom. Was that her mother?
Yeah. I think that's her mother.
Wasn't she like the mother of the church at one point? What was she?
That was the one where she was with. I don't know her, but that's the one when they started the church. She was my mother when they moved over here.
What was her name?
Amy.
Amy Wilson.
I'm not mistaken, that's...
Do you remember of Frank Jones?
Hmm?
Frank Jones?
Yeah, I know him good. I always thought he was the funniest man in the church. And I couldn't figure out why he would come to church and fuss like he did, but I finally learned. Because the people that were supposed to be coming to church and conference and stuff, they wasn't showing up. And he would come in and tell them off. He fucking, you know, he didn't do no cuss words or nothing like that. He just told them straight out what they need to do.
Wow.
And yeah, I know him. I will never forget him.
Did he have any roles in the church?
Hmm?
Did he have any roles in the church?
Did he have a role? What position he played?
He was a deacon.
He was the head deacon.
Or the deacon board at that time.
Okay. I know from the newspaper it says he became a member in 1897. And then he apparently was a part of the move too,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of interesting. So it makes sense, deacon. So
yeah.
Cool. Do you remember other things about him?
Hmm?
Do you remember other things about Frank Jones?
No. That's about all I know. You know, he was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was a farmer. And that's about all I know about him.
How old were you when you remember?
I couldn't tell you. I have to study on that one. But I guess I was in my teens. Or close to him. I say I was somewhere between 10, I don't know, like somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think I hadn't joined the church. I just come with my mom and my grandmama then. And I was somewhere in my, maybe starting my teens.
Do you remember Reverend Theodore Williams?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about him?
Well, I don't know too much about him because he lived in Adel. All I know, he was coming preaching.
Did he come and preach every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Well, we have two Sundays. That was second and fourth.
Second
and he'd come to our church.
Okay.
I will never forget him either because he was one baptized. And I was scared as a jigger.
You were scared of what?
Being baptized.
Oh.
That's because she was young. How old were you?
Maybe somewhere 28. 28?
Somewhere.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
not
right.
Too young.
Yeah, but we didn't have no a pool. And I had kept me down in the river. And they go down there on the river on a Saturday night and drink and throw balls in the river and all that kind of stuff. I was scared of that, and I was scared I was going to step on a snake. And Reverend William was the one that him and Frank Jones, all the two that baptized me.
Wow.
Hmm.
Somebody asked me, did I come up shy? And I told him, no, I come up scared.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what it feels like to be baptized in a river.
I'm actually scared of rivers. So I would have been scared
too. I think I was in a pool. Yeah, I was baptized in a pool.
Do you know when the pool was added?
The pool here at River Hill? Nope, I sure don't know when it was added.
I don't know what year it was at. It should be in there.
It should be in that history, though.
Yeah, it should
I'm
be
thinking.
In the history. So when it moved the church down here,
you didn't have a pool.
In fact, they remodeled the church. And it line was put in there when they remodeled it. I'm not sure when it was put in. When it moved down here, this part and that part, and all that was remodeled.
It was what, Mama? Because I can't hear you.
It was remodeled after it moved down here.
Okay.
So, probably most of this part.
Part of, I think this part back to the door. It's still here on there. They remodeled that up there too.
Wow.
They put in, that's when they put in, I'm not mistaken, that's when they put in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know what year it was, but. Because I don't keep up with dates and times and stuff like that. That's about all I can remember right now.
I had a question.
Oh, it's gone.
This part out.
Maybe it'll come back to you again.
Maybe, I hope so. I don't know. We could just move on to something else. We were talking about roads earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to school? I know that sounds like a weird question.
My grandfather, they had a house, I'm gonna say, back on the river back there. When you're going on north, fell off the road.
Mm-hmm.
It just, when you pass that river, house was about maybe a half a mile from that river. And when we come to school, we walk. The roads didn't have no names, so we just walked down a dirt road in that house. And then when we got to we come up to that road. And then when we left that road, we come on down to this road right here, 84. No, that's 94. And that's where we had to come across the bridge, but the bridge, half of it wasn't there. They had to redo the bridge, got somebody to burn it down. And we come down that road and come on up to the schoolhouse.
So y'all walk?
Yeah, we walk.
How far?
I would say maybe not 2 or 3 miles.
Every day? Was that just one way? 2 to 3 miles one way?
No, if you put all the little turns and, because we come down one road and then we had to turn and then turn down another, so if we put them all together, I think it'll be about 2 or 3 miles.
Did you ever pass anyone on your way to school? Did you ever pass anyone on your way to school?
No, because by that road there being out, then nobody was traveling that road. Not for no car now, after they got it finished, they stopped, but then nobody traveled because they couldn't. They could travel because that first bridge was out. And so they turned. And I don't know whether that's the reason why they built that other, rude, I can't never think of the name, Wiregrass. I think they named it Wiregrass, didn't they?
What? Valtech?
Yeah, but Valtech was that. Then we named that road.
I guess so.
And anyway, didn't nobody travel because Not 84. I said that way. And like my grandfather, anybody who had to travel in a car or anything like that, they had to go all the way around to, well, right now it's not Valdosta Road, but back then it didn't have it just a road, you know.
Yeah.
And they traveled that. They come to Valdosta. Really, I don't think it's too many people back there had no cars. Because there wasn't too many people on that road at that time. Most of this family is on that road.
Wow.
And not like the road of Beltec on my white grass on. That wasn't no dirt road, wasn't no college on or nothing. It was just a plain road. And people that stayed back there, they all had to go out there north Valdosta Road and go to Valdosta. Oh. There was people back there, but they didn't travel 94 until they redid the bridge.
What was school like?
Hmm?
What was school like?
What was your school like in the run of the day? What was it like?
Just like a dorm school.
Hmm.
We turn in and we had our lunch break. When lunch break was over, we were back in school.
Yeah.
It was one room, two. And then we had two rooms there. One of them was first, second grade, and the other was third, fourth, and fifth grade.
Did you enjoy school?
Hmm.
Did you like school?
Did I like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I guess after I got that first whipping, it was okay. And I missed one word. I had studied before. My grandmama had gave me all my little reading. We played so hard that when we got to school, we were late anyway. And I had forgot it. As soon as I walked in and sat down, my teacher, Miss Butler was her name, and she had me go back in, and we didn't have a class like that down now, because we had to read. We had what they call a reading book. We had to read. And first word, we went by so many of us in the one class, we went by paragraph. And soon as I sat down, she called me to read my paragraph, and I forgot the first word after. And that's what she whipped me about.
Oh.
She was sitting where you at, and I probably was sitting like this, but we were sitting this way. And she had a long switch. And she got that switch and she popped me. She didn't even get out of her chair.
Oh my gosh.
So back then when we were going to school, they tore our little hands and legs. They tore them up. If we forget something, didn't do nothing right, or we did something we hadn't been doing, they whipped us. And we learned. And we learned to behave. And we had devotion. You didn't have to say it. We sang a song, Lord's Prayer, and it's a scripture, and then we go to our classroom. Hmm. They didn't stand us in no corner. We didn't know what standing in a corner was. No time out. We got a time out. And that's about the way it was back there when we were going to school.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we learned too. We learned because we know what we'll get. And if we do anything at school, I didn't get into much trouble. I told them I ain't never had a good fight, not even a good argument in school. But And then the whole community just about raged it, because if I did something, they're going to get on to whoever I'm at, church or wherever, they get on to me. And when they see Mama, they tell Mama. She get on me again, or she'd give me a whipping. But I never did get in there, because I didn't know what I was going to get, so I didn't get in a fight. And one that I did, friends that we had, we close, we were like sisters. We didn't get in no argument, and we didn't get in no fight. I never had to fight with nobody when I was going to school, because everybody was just like sisters and brothers. But I don't know, might be better than sister and brother, because sister and brother sometimes fight, I reckon. I don't know, I never had nobody to fight with, because I was only a child. And so I never had nobody to fight with or argue with, so I don't know how sisters and brothers do. I just know how mine did when I had them. So.
Well, we had a couple of sibling hits. Of course, I didn't do much fighting myself, because I was the only girl, and so I wasn't about to fight all them boys, but I felt like I could.
How many brothers do you have?
I had 5 brothers at the time. Mm-hmm. 5. But I was the spoiled baby. I was the only girl. They'll fuss with me, but they never really tried to fight me. I would fight them, because I was such a tomboy, but that was my childhood.
Yeah.
That's what it was for the boys' school.
How far did you guys pursue education?
I graduated all the way, and I've had college classes as well. And I've also graduated from university. How far did you go, Mom?
I dropped out of 11th grade. But they didn't have 12th grade. It was just 11th grade. They added 12th grade after I dropped out.
Oh, wow. What university did you go to?
That I recently graduated from?
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser University. I just taken some classes out of VSU, but I never really graduated from VSU. I just took classes, and I was working towards a medical degree. I was trying to finish up physician assistant, so I was taking classes from there, but I just never really finished. Had classes from other universities, but again, I was going back and forth out of single parent. It was kind of hard for me, but
yeah.
But I just recently graduated from Kaiser University.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Oh, well, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. What did you do after 11th grade? Mm-hmm. What happened after 11th grade?
I got married. That's about it. I had planned to go back to school, because I was working at night. And I was going to go back to school. And as soon as I had planned to go back to school, they put me on the night, on the day shift. And so that knocked that out. And from then on, I was just going to go from a different shift to another one. And, so I never did go back and finish. Because I was working at the Nashville Mill. And so I was on there, the night shift. And so I decided I would go back and finish up. Then they switched me to the day shift. No, I take that back. I was at Levi's.
So you had 6 kids? You had six kids?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah.
What is Levi's? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. What is Levi's?
Oh, that was a company that she worked for.
Oh, for the jeans and stuff?
Yeah,
the
jeans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That's what Levi jeans.
They do make the best jeans.
Yeah.
Well.
They've been really good for a long time, too.
Levi's.
I don't think hardly any jeans have been able to match that company, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know why they crochet now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it. I said, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I had left the door when they shut down. I left there and went to Amoco. And that should be here. Amoco, they made carpet bagger. Rice sacks, fruit sacks.
Wow.
They made something for the army. I don't know what they made. I don't know what they did with it. We had some material they made for the army for a while.
That was a company that she worked for that actually made different types of bags. And they also
made
this
material.
They made the material for. Like, didn't they use that also? They make the material that they put down on the roads. Isn't that black material?
Carpet back.
The carpet.
No. I made stuff. I don't got what they call it.
Cause they used to weave it.
Yeah, but they didn't use it for car parking lots that stole it. They made that, and they also made stuff to go out on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We call it CEF. I don't know whether that when we were making it with C, that's what we call it. You never made the rice sacks and the feed sacks for a different company that's on it. Now the carpet baggage in this carpet factory. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but it was a carpet factory. And they would buy the material for carpet bagger. They made the carpet, but they got the material from there to make the carpet bagger.
Mm-hmm. So you have extensive experience in factories. Wow. That is very cool. That is very cool.
This morning, winter, and I was working at Levi's, and they were paying, I was making like $80 for 2 weeks, because they would lay us off.
Hmm.
And so I left and went there. I mean, I went to college to Levi's. Well, it wasn't Levi's at the time. No, that was wrong.
Amoco.
Amoco. It wasn't Amoco at the time, but they changed it to that. But I was working to Levi's. And I left, I hadn't even told them I was leaving, because I didn't know I was leaving. Because I went to leave Amoco that Friday morning. They hired me that same day. So I had to get up Monday morning and go to Levi's and tell them I wasn't going to be working there no more. Then I had to leave there and go back to Nashville because I had to be there at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And so, and I worked there 28 years.
Wow.
I was going to make it to 30. But I don't know what happened. I went there one morning and I worked about, I was on the 12th to 8th shift. And I worked about 2 o'clock. And then something went across me and said, retire. And I couldn't shake it. And so when I got off of work, I went straight to first and tell her what else she had to do for me to reach out, and reach out. But she taught me in the stand till I was told the first I did. So I left out of there, and I hadn't read it. Yeah. I was going to retire on the same day I started. I started on August the 28th, and that's when I went to retire, August the 28th. I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. But I had to stay until October the 7th. And that's when I retired.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying retirement ever since then.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you tell us some of the events that the church hosted?
Yeah, annually we would have like the revivals, and that would usually be a week long where we would invite other churches to come in and bring a message for the members and the community, because we invite, you know, churches, other churches as well as the community in. We also had like annually church anniversaries. We always celebrated those, and we pretty much did the same. You know, we were advertised to the different churches. We would have different churches come in and, you know, minister to the people. Then of course we also celebrated some of the activities, like some of the ministries that we have in our church, like the ushers will put on a program and invite the community in, et cetera. Those usually be like a one-day affair. The annuals was like a week affair. Like we have the church for a week, the revivals for a week.
Also like the consecration.
And the consecration for the week. Consecration is like a program where we, of course, consecration simply means setting aside. So you set the church aside for, you know, the work of God. And so it's like you're consecrating yourself, you're consecrating our church. And again, we just had, that was like a week-long event. Was it a week-long or maybe 3 days? I think it was a week-long event that we would do. And then all the other events that we would have, they would be like a one-day kind of event, or maybe in the afternoons, like a Sunday afternoon, so some kind of thing. You know, like either the ushers would have their events, the choirs would have their events, just different ministries, whatever they want to put on, yeah. You know. Yeah. And Pastor Aid, where we actually have events where we kind of do things for the pastor, and we recognize the pastor and honor him and his wife. We still have those events today. They still, you know, very evident in our churches in River Hill as well.
I don't know what they still have consecration stuff. Bubba.
I don't know that either, Bubba. We don't have to take it that far. But that's what we used to have. Yeah, that's pretty much some of the events that we would have. Of course, we had our Black History events. That's a one-day kind of thing where, you know, we would celebrate Black History. That's pretty much how our events goes. But we do invite, you know, we always invite the community, always invite other churches to partake, you know, into those things.
What were the Christmas and Easter programs like?
Oh, our Christmas and Easter programs were so cute, because we had the little kids, you know, they say they Easter speeches. It was really, it was a community thing, but it was also a big thing for the kids to be able to get involved. And family members got involved in that by teaching their kids their little Easter speeches. And we just enjoyed, you know, listen to the kids come out and do that. But that was like a one day kind of thing, or maybe something that we would do after church, like a Easter program. And we used to put on a little show, kind of like we would do a little skit in reference to the Jesus being born, or at Christmas time we would put on the skit when he was being, which one of those? I think it was Easter when we put on the one where he was crucified. I think it was Easter. We would put on a skit, the adults and the kids, all of them. And we just basically, it was on a small scale. You know, it wasn't a production. But it was kind of like a little small scale where we made up some crosses and everything. And we showed him as he's, carrying the cross, So we did those kind of little skits. I would call them skits, not really a show. For the Easter and Christmas programs is where we would actually, give more emphasis on the birth of Jesus Christ. Of course, we would decorate, and we would have our Christmas speeches and, for the kids, and sing our Christmas carols, have our, eating on the grounds, just fellowship. Yeah, so those was really nice. We always look forward to those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was exciting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the old fashioned celebration that you guys?
The old fashioned day?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember that day. Oh, that was a big day. Everybody really went all out their way trying to get the old fashioned. I remember when we first did it, my grandmother, she and my mom, they had this lady, and she actually made all of our clothes, okay? Mm-hmm. So we had, and I hope to bring some of those pictures for you guys to see, but we had the old bonnets, we put the bonnets on the head. We had the material that looked like the flower, you got the little flowers everywhere all over the material. And then we had the white aprons where we tied around our waist, the little ruffles. Everyone didn't have it, but that's the idea of what they had back in the day. They wore those aprons and the bonnets and the ruffles, and from your neck all the way down to your ankle kind of thing. You very dressed very conservative. And so we would always get dressed up like that for as the women. And because I remember I think I was in my 20s, and I had my little gear on, my little outfit, my attire. And my mom had hers, my grandmother had hers, and we all looked at like little ladies back from the 1800s. and the guys.
Little show to come on.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
That's what we looked at like, pretty much, Little House on the Prairie. And the men, they had on their overalls and
plaid shirts.
And they, what kind of shirts?
Plaid shirts.
And the plaid shirts. And that's how they dressed on that day. And so we all looked like we was out of a Little House on the Prairie day.
Was that just you just go to church dressed up?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was like a one day affair. That's where we would, we all come to church that morning, and we dressed in that attire. And also we had our family, afterwards we had like a little eating afterwards. So we all kind of fellowship afterwards. It was all meals on the ground at that time. And that's where we would actually go back into the little school back there in the kitchen area, because I don't even think we had a kitchen added on to the church at that time. And that was an all-day affair pretty much. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. Yeah.
Do you remember
everybody got a chance to dress up. Even the little ones, we was dressed up.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is
looked
adorable.
Just like out of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Do you remember when that stopped?
Oh, wow. I think, that kind of died out with our ancestors that, basically lived back during that time.
I don't think we had it one time, though. Did we?
I don't know. I think we had it more than one time, because I thoroughly enjoyed that time. But it kind of died out right along with our ancestors who, as we evolved, we got away from it, So.
Do you think it'll come back?
I would like to bring it back. I really would. And hopefully, as we move forward, I would like to look back on some of the things that we did and bring it back, you know, and that could be one of the things, because I got a lot of ideas going on right now in me. I just recently come back after moving back here from Orlando. But I hope to get more things, even if it's just for a day, or maybe we do it once a year or something like that. But I really would like to bring back some of the old, you know, and reflect back on some of the history, you know, so that we don't forget it, you know, keep it moving. Because eventually we are going to evolve, because we're growing different, you know, different new years and technology is coming. But I think it would always be a nice thing to always reach back in the past, you know, and just remember, you know. So, yeah, I hope to bring that out so we can do more of it.
If there is one piece of advice you could give the new generation, what would it be?
Oh, the one piece of advice would definitely be, consider, you know, where you're going to spend eternity, you know, from a spiritual point of view, because that is very important. We don't know when the day or the hour. We don't know when things are going to happen. And now is the time for people to really choose which side you want to be on, okay? Because, again, we don't know when it's going to happen. He said he's coming like a thief in the night. It can be now, it can be 3 years from now, it can be 5 years from now, but the fact of the matter is you don't know. And it's best that each person start thinking about where they want to spend eternity, because this place is a temporary place. We're just here temporarily. The goals and everything that we set here, they're going to stay right here. But you got to go somewhere else. And it's high time that we start thinking about that. It's been time, actually. We are way too late. But better late than never, they say. And I would encourage anyone to consider where you want to spend your eternity. That's my ultimate goal. That's all I'm thinking about. Okay? I'm not too worried about all of the stuff, because everything here is temporary. You can be here today, gone tomorrow. So I'm not putting too much emphasis on that. He don't want us to put a whole lot of emphasis on that. And when I say he, Jesus, don't want us to sit here and worry about where our next meal gonna come, or the clothes that we're gonna put on our backs. He tells us that in his word. So, you know, it's just best that we start thinking about where we're gonna spend eternity once we leave here, because that's gonna be important too. You know, that's gonna be very important. Because I would not want to be called home and I'm not ready. And I haven't done the things that is required of me to do in order to live eternally with him. So, yeah, I would definitely encourage them to start thinking about it, and thinking about it now. Now is the time. Not tomorrow. And yesterday is already gone. Wow.
One last question.
did you want her to
answer
that question? Did you want to answer that question too, Mom?
If you could give one piece of advice to the next generation, what would that be?
To the next generation? Well, I guess I'll tell them, think about where they want to go, to hell or heaven. And think about it, and then do something about it. Like, get into Bible study, church, and have faith in God. That's it. I ain't gonna preach no sermon like she did.
It was great.
I would like to tell. She'd get on it down. But that's about.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell them. That's what I'm telling my children. So I tell everybody, you know, just think about where you want to go, hell or heaven. Because my grandchildren, they said, what are my grandchildren? My grand and great grand, I think. Yeah, I had them all the summer. And they would go out, they'd get hot, and they'd come in and turn the air conditioner on. And then when it get cool, they'd go back out, and they'd get hot, come back in. I told them, no. They said, get more hot. I said, yeah, it's hot. I said, you better start getting ready for heaven. I said, oh, hell gonna be hotter than this. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And so that's what I would tell them. Let's think about where they want to go, hell or heaven. Mm-hmm. And I'd probably give them a little more of that advice, but that's what I would tell them. And I don't know what's not in church. I'm trying to get them in there.
Yeah.
So they can hear the word.
How has church been a home for you? How has church been a home for you?
The way I see, church is a sanctuary for me. Church is a place where I can escape everything, you know? Because once I come here, I know it's a building, but once I come here, my mind is just on Christ Jesus, and I'm at peace. And when I'm the things that I do here, my mind is so on him that I'm focused on him, and I don't worry about what's out there. I don't even worry about my own worries. You know what I mean? So to me, it is a sacred place. And it has always been that sacred place for me. Even though I can, you know, I can find that sacred place anywhere, but this building is more sacred. If I had to, like, escape, this would be the place I would escape and come to. And I can just get right on the floor and go to sleep without the pillow. You know what I mean? But that's what it is to me. And it's very sacred. And when they come in and things are not right, it's just not right with me, you know. But yeah, it's that sacred place for me.
I have no comment on that.
Okay. What do you hope will come from this preservation project?
I am hoping that just by putting the history out and people getting to know what the church is about, and I'm hoping that it would be that sacred place for anyone to be able to come. Be that place for the community. Just a safe place for someone to be able to come and have that connection with God. And even if they're searching for that connection, I hope they can be able to find it here. So it's something that I would always love to see stand. Regardless, you know, wouldn't want to see it torn down for nothing, you know, because there's so much a person can get from this, you know, just coming to church and having that closer relationship, being able to build your faith and having a closer relationship with God in a place where you can see that and feel it. And to be recognized. And respect it.
Do you guys have anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah. She says, is there anything that you would like to add?
No. Okay. Then we can end it. Mm-hmm.